Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I have given a lot of thought this past couple of months to how I could justify going down the rodeo road with my boys, how we could spend money we really don't have for a short ride and a long injury. Last weekend, I was in a really negative frame of mind by the end of the Sunday performance. One boy with an injured shoulder, the other with a skinned up arm from being stepped on. But the real fear factor had kicked in just a few minutes before, when the biggest bronc in the string had come back in the chute against the smallest saddle bronc rider, my son. To say he was fortunate to come out of that would be an understatement, driven home by the fact that two bull riders had been taken to the hospital with serious injuries earlier in the day. Zane was wearing his protective vest and helmet, but so were the other boys. I'm grateful for their guardian angels. And I can understand why the boy with the broken ribs and the punctured lung would be wondering why things worked out the way they did, while Zane and the other injured bull rider have put it all behind them and are looking forward to the state finals. A person might have expected the ride home to be a rather unpleasant trip, but like nearly all of the road trips this spring, it was a good time. I'm sure that on my part, this is tempered some by the fact that we're driving a car to rodeos that gets 25 miles a gallon, rather than a pickup and trailer that get 9. Can I come up with a single moment that has made it all worthwhile? No. But the combined moments have. I know my son's better after this spring rodeo season than I would have if we'd just stayed home and chopped thistles. And hopefully, in the future, they will not have to dig too deep to mine a pleasant memory. I know I won't. I'm glad to be back in my home church this morning and to have a chance to visit with my dad, who has not seen much of me lately. His condition seems to have leveled off, not as good as we'd like, but much better than we thought it might be a couple of years ago. Dad does not seem to be in any pain, and he seems to like the pretty girls at the care home. I guess I'd rather call it tradition than a lack of inspiration, but let's take another ride to Rhyme this morning. What you doing, Dad? Can I come too? Well, get your boots and jackets, son, 'cause we've got work to do. Dad, why is this horse named Jimmy? And why is he so tall? Well, scoot ahead. Let me on, son. Be careful not to fall. Dad, why is Jimmy's nose so big? And how come I can't have a pig? Dad, can we ride up that hill over there? Hey, look, Dad, it's a prickly pear. Those yellow flowers sure are pretty. Dad, Mom, don't mind if I get dirty. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doon. Hey, Dad, that's my new cowboy horse ride tune. It's an old song. I just made it up. Dad, how come Woofy isn't still a pup? Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Doo-dee-doo-dee-dare. Dad, can you see that cloud? That one that's shaped like a bear? Dad, could we ride through the water in the pond? Maybe I'd sing my new pond ride song. Well, look, Dad, there's grass down under the water. Dad, how come I'm your son instead of your daughter? Dad, how does a guy figure out just how to ranch? Hey, are those mulberries hanging on that branch? Dad, you're just a pretty good friend. I sure do wish this ride wouldn't end. Dad, why do you suppose God made rattlesnakes and musk thistle? Dad, do you think I'll ever learn to whistle? Dad, why do we live on a ranch instead of a farm? And how'd you get that scar there on your arm? Dad, when I grow up, you know what I'm going to do? Well, I'm going to be a cowboy. Just like you. Dad, could I please hold the reins? Dad, how come you said that sheep don't have brains? Dad, I've got a secret. I love you. Well, hang on tight, son, 'cause I love you too. Thanks to all you homegrown listeners for riding along this morning. Hope you have a great day and a great week. And that you can join me back here next time for another edition of Homegrown.